Hey, Stein, do you feel left out on Father's Day because you don't have children?
Not a bit, Ms. Leeson. I have all the tacky neckties I require, thank you very much. But I did get some cooking tips from my father. He was the one who taught me to keep my fingertips curled under when I'm slicing stuff, so I guess thanks to him I still have all the tips of all my fingers. And I also have him to thank for turning me on to that fermented tofu.
So what, he liked that stuff?
Yeah. During Prohibition, he was selling supplies to Chinese bootleggers in San Francisco, counterfeit labels and bottles and flavorings. And of course, when you're doing business with Chinese people, going out to eat is always part of the deal. And they turned him on to that stuff. He liked it, and I like it too.
My parents were divorced when I was really little, and my dad moved to the West Coast. So it wasn't until I was about 20 that I really started spending a lot of time with my father. And I remember him taking me to Japantown in San Francisco for the first time and ordering sashimi, raw fish. And I was trying so hard to impress my dad with my worldliness and not get sick over the thought of eating raw fish. But the joke of it all, they brought out the maguro, the fresh tuna, and I tasted it, and it was the most delicious thing that we had to order some more, and I became a Japanese food junkie from there on in.
And you have your dad to thank for that. The old story in our family is my father proposed to my mom because of the meatloaf that she served him. This, incidentally, the same meatloaf that uses the condensed alphabet soup.
And a little bit of the ash from her Chesterfield.
Yeah, it explains a lot about my father, actually.
One of the things that impressed my husband the most about my dad was his ability to put together a Thanksgiving dinner. The guy was amazing. He'd get in the kitchen and he would have like his gold chain on and his cologne perfuming the room. And he would effortlessly make Thanksgiving dinner for a crowd. Years ago, my dad was friends with and lived next door to Sally Stanford.
Sally Stanford?
Yes, that Sally Stanford. You know her?
Well, of course, the famous San Francisco madam who later got into politics, right?
Yes, she became the mayor of Sausalito, where my dad lived, and shared a Thanksgiving table with me and a lot of great stories.
You met Sally? You met her?
Oh, yeah. They were good friends with my dad and stepmother, and my father for a time actually worked for her in a restaurant that she had in Sausalito called the Valhalla.
Was she a gas to be around? Was she lots of fun?
Oh, she was a kick in the pants, but she was quite elderly by the time I was having Thanksgiving dinner with her, and I remember her basically telling a joke and then falling asleep with her face practically in the plate.
Okay.
So on my dad's last visit to visit us here in Seattle, I took him to Shoreline Central Market. He was fascinated, as you and I are, with supermarkets, and he really liked all the Asian food they had there. He bought himself a can of this seasoned vegetable, this kikuya seasoned vegetable, and begged me thereafter to send him a case. I sent him a case, and it no sooner got to his house in California when he actually passed away unexpectedly. And my stepmother said the last thing he saw when they took him out in the stretcher was that case of seasoned vegetables. So I still have one can that I saved, and it's probably going to explode in my cabinet one day. But I'd like to think someday I'll open it and take a chopstick to it and say, "Hey, Dad, happy Father's Day." Maybe this weekend.
With KPLU food talker Nancy.
Call me Madam.
Oh, you've got a sign line. Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.